Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're not supposed to run away from the police anyway, as a New Yorker found out. It's 7 past the hour. Today is Thursday. I'm Doug. I was Thursday yesterday. No, wait a minute. I was Doug yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday, right?
So it was.
Yesterday I was Doug, a.k.a. Dudley. Molly Page was Molly Page yesterday, and she is today. I'm betting she will be tomorrow, too, but we're in the now, so we're just focused on what's going on now. Ken Kessler, yesterday you were Ken Kessler.
And today, yep.
He's Ken Kessler again. Amazing how that works. Okay, so speaking of the police blotter, the U.S. Marshals Service investigating an incident in California in which a federal law enforcement officer appears to grab the cell phone of a woman recording police activity and slamming the phone to the ground. Incident was posted on YouTube. Information provided in the post claims that the confrontation happened earlier in the day. You can see pictures of it at DougStephan.com. It's a 53-second video. Woman shown standing on the sidewalk aiming a cell phone toward two men standing a short distance away in black shirts with tactical vests reading police on them.
Do you think they were shy?
The police?
Yeah.
Shy and retiring?
Yeah. Well, hopefully retiring, but they didn't want their pictures taken?
Well, you know what? That's too bad, because if they have police on the uniform, they have no choice.
Yeah.
Men stand with their backs to the woman. She can be heard saying, "I do not feel safe with you, and you are making me feel unsafe, and I have a right to be here. You need to stay away from me. I don't feel safe with you closer to me." Among some of the other statements that are there, the two men don't appear to face the woman or make any movement toward her. The incident was recorded apparently by a person across the street. About 27 seconds into the video, a third man wearing a tactical vest carrying a rifle walks across the front lawn toward the sidewalk where the woman is standing. The woman appears to point her handheld device toward this third man. As one of the other men motions toward her with his arm, everybody says in the video, whatever they say, you can't really understand it. At 32 seconds into the video, the woman takes a couple of steps away from the men. The officer crossing the lawn then rushes toward her, grabs the device from her hands. "Oh, no, 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 don't do that," the woman is heard yelling as the man wrestles the device out of her hand and smashes it to the ground. He kicks it down to the street, and then the three men in the police garb walk away.
To protect and serve.
Yeah. Did you record that? She shouts to the person across the street that she sees filming the incident and whose video we are watching. So the police confirm that U.S. Marshals Service involved in an operation in the city that day. Marshals Service official acknowledges the agency is aware of the video, confirmed that the operation involved the Marshals Service and was investigating whether the man seen slamming the phone down is employed by the Marshals Service. NBC had this story last night investigating, apparently the Marshals investigating a local biker gang. The police officials distanced themselves from the incident, saying they were aware of the operation but were not involved. None of the people in the video are cops from Southgate, says the captain. We have to clean our hands of this. I don't know what else to say. Commanders have been telling their officers to get used to being recorded. as a result of the use of force incidents that have happened around the country. Every police officer in every circumstance is under significant security, I'm sorry, significant scrutiny, as well it ought to be. So, there's more here to this, but another frustrating story involving overreaction by the police who are not well-trained and not, in this circumstance, particularly well-intentioned toward the woman for whatever the reason. Maybe she's a baddie. Maybe she's part of this alleged drug operation. Is there any more as we dig around? That's as much as I glean out of the story that's posted at DougStephan.com today. The poll, by the way, that we have at DougStephan.com, why do you think there seems to be a growing number of bad stories about the police? A, it's always been like this, but we have cameras on our phones now, so we see it more. B, popular culture puts criminals in a good light and the police as the enemy. C, the news media makes every minor incident into a huge ordeal. D, no one has respect for police anymore. E, police think they are above the law. Let's see which one of those I would pick. Probably either A or C. Kenny, what about you?
I'm leaning toward A.
A, okay. What about you, Molly?
I really think it's because it's caught more on camera. Mm-hmm. I think there is some prejudice in the country that has bubbled up since President Obama took office.
President, you mean against blacks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think mostly it's just caught on camera. Having known, been inside a little bit with some police work, protect and serve is laughed at.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's
by
a joke.
By the police.
Yeah. Laughed at by the police and the public.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's a slogan that you should take it off the cars unless they're going to really mean it.
Maybe to bully and intimidate?
Right. Or to collect money. They're revenue enhancement officers.
Yeah.
That's it. And so why would I have respect for that?
Now, there are good cops.
There are lots of tons of good cops.
Yeah, I've known some who really do get into it for the right reasons.
And I know many as well. My friend from high school who was the chief of police here in Framingham and is now chief of police in East Haven, Connecticut. Exemplary work. Modern police fixes problems, doesn't create them. That's, hello, what the police are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Gordon Bloyer, you need to calm down a little bit, sir. On the Facebook stuff, we are happy to have all this input. Yvonne Jajari, hello. But there's, hello, my heavens, this guy's going all over the place on Facebook. So, and we welcome your input. We want your input. But let's try to be, the emotions that wrap themselves around things like this. People get so emotional. And I often wonder why. There are people who sent, last week I got an email from somebody, or was it it was either an email or it was a Facebook post, just really nasty about something that is an everyday sort of thing. Comments about what's going on, talk about what you're feeling close to in terms of opinions, that's great. But to make fun or to use the kind of language that sometimes happens, we don't need that. Go away if that's the way. I don't want to hear from you. I don't much as my Facebook person, frankly. You're going to be rude and crude and a jerkleburger. Go away. There are plenty, and that's really why this stuff gets to the point that it gets, because people get themselves all worked up about it. Think about it in terms of how it affects you. I told a story in the last half hour about how being arrested by a policeman affected me personally. It was a story that had to do with General Petraeus getting sentenced today for leaking secrets, or not leaking, but giving secrets to his girlfriend. So what should he get? What's punishment? What's the apt punishment for police that abuse their power? There was a shooting in New York last night in Queens. Fellow goes into a bar and has a gun and starts shooting things up, and the police chase him around, and they end up shooting him. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's straight. A-okay. You're walking around with a gun and you start shooting it, whether you are, maybe you don't have to kill the guy, but you have to put him out of commission, right? Shoot him in the shoulder, shoot him in the leg, do something to stop him. Yeah, that's completely acceptable in my book and completely appropriate police work. But when you shoot, when you, a guy who looks at you in Baltimore and then runs away, you break his neck and kill him? No, I don't think so. Nope, 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 nope. 17 past the hour. Food for thought here on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Geico is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24-never. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. So, how many of you listening right now are parents?
I am.
Okay. Want to watch over your children when they go to school or when they're away?
Not anymore.
Father in Knoxville, Tennessee, has a unique way of keeping an eye on his daughter. You may not have thought about using a drone as a nanny cam, but he did. He has this drone hovering above his daughter on her way to school. Is that too much?
I'd do it.
You would?
I am so concerned. I don't have kids, but I would be that kind of parent.
So
I would make her walk to school with a dog.
What kind of a life are we developing here for people in this country? They can't go to school on their own? They got to have the drone watch them?
Well,
they got to have cell phones call them and say, I got to school, okay, mommy?
People are crazy.
Yeah, but
I used to ride my horse
crazy?
To school when I lived in Montana. I really did. We were like a mile from school. It was a gravel road. Uh-huh. The guy had a farm right next to the school, and she would stay in the pasture, and I'd go to school and go get her and ride home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that now.
Mm. So, Kenny, I'm trying to figure out, this girl flies the drone with her father, but not on the way to school. He bought the drone to have fun, but basically then decided, okay, I'm going to make sure that my daughter is okay.
I think I saw a couple of interviews with this guy, and she wanted to, I don't know if she used to take the bus, but she wanted to walk, so he wanted to make sure she did it the first time.
Yeah.
It was a one-time deal.
Right, no big deal. All right, so that's where you want to check it out, and we'll see if you want to do it for you. Is at DougStephan.com.
Yeah. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Sunshine and Lollipops program. And one of the ways we bring sunshine into your life is to have the elements that usually that are aimed anyway, whether they are successfully hitting their target or not remains to be seen on the late night monologues. Sometimes Fallon is funny, sometimes he's not. Sometimes Seth Meyers is funny, sometimes he's not. You be the judge from last night.
A brothel in Nevada announces supporting Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign with the employees calling themselves hookers for Hillary. And their slogan's pretty interesting. No more Bush. I didn't write it. Speaking of the election, a new report found that Marco Rubio's presidential campaign has raised $40 million in the last week. When he heard that, Rubio was like, hey, any chance I could drop out of the race and just keep the $40 million? I was like, why am I doing this? Yeah. Seems like everyone's entering the race. In fact, the rapper Waka Flocka Flame actually just tweeted that he is also running for president. Even Jeb and Rand were like, what kind of name is Waka?
Billionaire conservative donors, the Koch brothers, said this week that they may consider helping as many as five Republican candidates during the presidential primaries. But the other 46 are on their own.
All kinds of jokes there. All right, 25 after the hour. So now let's get into the thought provocation department. As you know, I'm a big fan of Wendy Williams. She and Ellen, I think, and Dr. Oz do good daytime television programs. I think Steve Harvey's show is also good. I say they're all good. I don't watch them. I see clips, snippets. My job is to sort of know what's going on here, there, and everywhere. So I get a little bit of information, and I'm that dangerous because I am paying attention to lots of bits and pieces. So what I like best about Wendy's program is her advice to audience members segment, where she goes out and people ask questions on how something in their life can be fixed. Here's Wendy answering a question about remarrying an ex.
My ex-husband and I were married for 10 years, uh-huh. Been divorced for 7, we're dating for 3. It's been great now. Our daughter wants us to try it a second time. I want to know, should we jump the broom or should we just let it stay as it is and not ruin anything?
You only get married if you want to get married, okay?
Okay.
Don't let your daughter push you into it because...
Don't mess with it. It's not broken.
That's right.
Okay, good for you.
Jump the broom? They really want to translate that for me, or can we translate it here on Family Friendly Doug's Good Day? Jump the broom.
Yeah, is that like jumping the shark?
I don't know. That's, you can go to your Funkin' Wagnalls and figure that out.
Jumping the broom is a phrase and custom relating to wedding ceremonies where the couple jumps over a broom.
Oh, really? Oh, I never knew that. Never been to one of those weddings. All right, here Wendy answers a question about telling a friend about a boyfriend who might be cheating on her.
So my husband and I recently had a get-together at our house. We had a lot of friends there. And during dinner, I noticed that one of my best friend's boyfriends received a text message from a female. I don't know who the female was, but recently my friend did voice her concerns about him cheating on her. Do I tell her?
No.
Don't, right? Because I don't know who they are.
Because, first of all, just because he received a text from a female doesn't mean that it was, you know, the next woman. It could have been something innocent. But even if it wasn't innocent, it's just easier to just stay out of grown people's business.
No. You know, but I don't know even how she knew it was a text from a female. Did her friend, do you know what I'm saying? How would you know what the contents, who the text was from, unless she showed it to you, or unless you were looking over her shoulder, which is difficult to do with some of the smartphones because the print's not that big on them anyway. But if somebody is with you and they turn, it's not your business unless you're a partner or you share everything or whatever, but in that circumstance, unless you gave good advice. And she's very good on her feet, I think, in that circumstance. That's practical, good, helpful advice. We all confront situations like that, so that's one of the reasons I like it. Practical stuff. 28 after, this is a good day.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, is Republican Senator Marco Rubio a fresh face, or is that just a mask covering up old ideas?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Marco Rubio was clearly a political athlete, good-looking, well-spoken, young senator like Obama and JFK. But is that a mask hiding very old ideas he wants to go back to in the 20s and the 50s?
He's youthful. He's dynamic. But I don't think there's ever been a time in American history when the alleged personal traits of candidates mattered less. Because as we head into 2016, there's such a huge gulf between the two parties. And it's going to be reflected in policy positions. Marco Rubio might as well be Reagan. It's the same kind of idea, tax cuts for the rich, increased defense spending. This is old-style Hoover, 20s, Coolidge. So I think you're right. There's a mask here, and he wants to take us back.
I think he might have the most raw political talent. Talent as a communicator of anyone in the Republican field. I think the future is just part of the idiom of American politics, and whoever can own that theme is better off. And Katrina's certainly right that there are major structural factors that will make any election closely fought, and issues obviously matter hugely, but also how you come across, how likable you are, matters.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, head of The Nation magazine.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country born, I'm a rock and roll, like a little crown in my Coca-Cola.
Okay, 33 at the hour now. The sun is shining on you today, hopefully. That'll be one of the better things that happens today. The sun will shine on you and yours. Me and mine. Well, I'm Doug and she's Molly and he's Ken. I only say they're mine because they're part of this radio program. I certainly would not claim to have them be mine. They are not slaves. They're not indentured. They are here of their own free will. Not like some of the people. The reality of some of the news we've looked at this week, tried to understand. I guess the whole thing starts with the discussion of the boat bringing people from Africa to Europe, and it capsizes, and we start thinking about what it is that motivates people to take that much of a risk to get to some place that's better. Now, if you understand that in many of these African countries, not only are the living conditions horrible, the economy is just miserable, but there are warlords, there are people, and we tend to think just of Somalia, where they take people into slavery, but it goes on all over Africa. Matter of fact, there was a hearing yesterday where lawmakers in our country learned how slavery is thriving in the seafood industry, and you say to yourself, huh? This is in Thailand, where fishing is the big deal. That's their industry. and apparently forced labor camps. People are captured in their homes, in their communities, and they are brought at knife point and gunpoint to the ports. They're put onto boats, and they work on the boats as processors, as fishermen or whatever. So for whatever the reason, this problem that's in Thailand apparently is of concern because there are these sorts of things going on elsewhere. And there was a hearing yesterday, the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee. What do we do about that sort of thing? Is that our business? Should you and I as American citizens be involved in trying to put a stop to this sort of thing, slavery, in 2015? All right, here's another adjunct to that same story, or that same thinking. The Senate of the United States passed legislation yesterday to help those who are victims of human trafficking. Same sort of thing. Slavery on the boats or sex slavery. Human trafficking for the benefit of those who can pay to have whatever kind of encounter they want with people, other people. So is this something that we should be, again, involved in as a country to end the situation, human trafficking? There was a discussion about, I guess this was part of, if I understand it, Kenny, correctly, the overall confirmation hearings into the new attorney general and some of the nuance. When these hearings are held, there are all kinds of things that come out that, yeah, you know, you wonder, okay, why is this part of the hearing? What are they asking her questions about this for? But then, if you put that aside and you actually focus on the real issue, and the real issue here is people being sold into slavery. Human trafficking. Drug trafficking. This kind of stuff. So, there's that. And then there are other things that happen that are kind of related. You raise your eyebrow or you think to yourself, huh? Here's the story of Alondra Luna Nunez. Alondra Luna Nunez, 14-year-old Mexican girl, returned to her real family in Houston, or to Mexico, sorry. She had been sent from Mexico to Houston. A woman had claimed that she was her missing daughter. So they went all through all kinds of stuff. This is one of the craziest, weirdest things. And I don't know, Molly, whether you followed this or not, whether you how this happened in the first place. There are so many people who want to have children, or who are motivated in some strange way, or some, maybe it's not so strange. We all want to have people around us that we can love and take care of and nurture and that sort of thing. But this just seemed to be beyond the pale, to me anyway. 14 years old, mother says, or the woman says, she's my daughter. She's been missing. And she wasn't. So how did it get this far? Anybody know?
Honestly, I haven't looked into that story that closely.
I wonder just how these sorts of things happen anyway, or how they get traction. Who's doing their homework or not?
Yeah.
Imagine the disruption to these families. She claimed this was her daughter. Molly, I can claim that you are my daughter.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out.
No, probably not. I can claim Kenny's my son.
You could. Maybe Kenny could be yours. Yeah. Mm. No, maybe not.
Okay. Well, anyway. Catch my drift here?
I definitely catch your drift. I have to say, on the human trafficking thing in the Senate, I do think we should really pay attention to that because it happens in the States as much as elsewhere. That's just not something that happens overseas. But there's human trafficking,
yes,
of adolescent girls.
Yes.
Sex trafficking. It's real, and especially with the internet.
Yep.
Completely out of control.
Yeah. There are all kinds of things that is that people can suggest them, and all of a sudden it just, okay, well, it's on the internet. It kind of reminds me of what I remember hearing from one of my parents, I think, when I was a child. Well, it's in the newspaper, so it must be true. Huh? Really? How is that the case? I don't get that as being, well, anyway. Okay, I don't want to cook this. I don't want to overcook it. National Football League in the news today. One of my faves, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
Concussion lawsuits. Been on this for about 5 years. I have been. Last year, the Football League agreed to put aside $750 million to be used to settle lawsuits, take care of families of NFL players who may suffer at the hands of the violence of that game. Well, not enough money, says the judge. In fact, the judge yesterday approved a settlement that could cost the NFL $1 billion. Not that they don't have it. Not that they don't have tens of billions of dollars. But this underscores, not about the money, it just goes back to underscore that thing that I contend to be the most important part of this. The people who are dying can't do much about that. That's yesterday. The people who are getting, who've gotten Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia, Lou Gehrig's disease, all that stuff, because of brain trauma injuries that come in the course of conducting their work. They are asked as workers on the football field to either try to hurt somebody or understand that they will be hurt. But they don't seem to understand how badly they can get hurt. So now this has become part of the public conversation, and the reason that a lot of people predict football is done, whether you know it or you don't know it, the days of football are over. Now, I say that. I wish I had the money that they had. Because yeah, they'll have a lot of money for a long time. But people, this is something that's noodling around in people's brains. The conscious parent doesn't encourage or allow a child to play a violent sport like this. You just don't. You're an irresponsible parent if you encourage your child to play football. And I know how many people really dislike it when I say that, but that's how I feel. You feel differently? Fine. Put your child in harm's way. I wouldn't do it to my child. And I don't know anybody of consciousness in my circle of friends, my relatives, anybody I know now thinks the same thing about football. You had a child, Molly, would you let him play football?
No, I wouldn't, but it's, you know, it's so different now, and I'm grateful that it's so different now that we know what we know. Because when I was little, there were no helmets.
No.
You know, I mean, they put us on
cabs. You played football?
What's that?
Do you play football when you were a kid?
No, but I mean, like, I had a horse, and, you know, we do right, bucking the, calves and
right,
everything.
Fall
and,
off the horse?
Yeah. Motorcycles would
right,
fall off.
Bikes.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, there are those people who think that the nanny state has gone too far. Wouldn't you think people would be smart enough to know if, in fact, these things are available to protect you and your loved ones, that you just go out and buy one? A bike helmet, a helmet for riding, whatever the things are that are necessary to protect you while you're enjoying the things that you love, riding a bike.
But now those don't even go far enough in football because you can still get the concussion with the helmet on.
Yeah, there's no way of protecting yourself in football. You can't.
Yeah.
And that's what this settlement basically acknowledges that the judge made yesterday. So I'm sure we'll get some comments on that, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. 888-302-3684. Ladies, if you have not ordered Genucel yet, today is your lucky day. Announcing the Mother's Day sale. Yep. Time for Mother's Day. What is it, 3 weeks away? Mother's Day is 3 weeks away, I think.
May 10th?
Is it? Yeah, somewhere in there. Not even 3 weeks away. So, Mother's Day deals for Genucel. Best discount on Genucel that you've heard or you've experienced. People who hear me talking about this way to get rid of bags and puffiness under their eyes, not skeptical anymore. Once you, you know, you can say what, I can get all worked up about this and tell you how great it is. And you can say, oh, yeah, that's just Doug. He's telling me how he is. Well, so you try it.
Doug knows Puffy.
I do, and I know lines around my eyes and bags. 800-543-9262. So figure out what I... As a matter of fact, I just said to the kid that works with Genucel, send me some more because I need it. I've had a rough couple of months. My eyes don't look as perky as they might, so this is a good way for me to address that and for you as well. You want to look your best in the good weather, no question about that. You don't want to have puffiness, reduce the lines and that sort of thing around your eyes. You'll feel it working. You'll see it working. You'll be happy. I want you to be happy. I want you to call 800-543-9262 to get happy. So call right now. You'll get Genucel's best price of the year, a free upgrade to express shipping, plus a surprise Mother's Day gift free with your order. 800-543-9262. But as they say on TV, there's more. You'll also get double the Genucel. So you order a three-month supply, you will get a six-month supply. Look younger in 12 hours, guaranteed with all these benefits for Mother's Day. Help yourself right now. Don't miss out. 800-543-9262.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Ready for spring party season? Lifestyle expert Limor Suss says it all starts with fresh taste.
Sabra Salsa is made with hand-picked, vine-ripened Roma tomatoes and pieces of fresh vegetables. The simple ingredients serve up a fresh, clean taste as the perfect menu item for that next spring get-together.
Of course, what's a party without cocktails?
Pinnacle Vodka offers premium quality at a price that won't break the bank. With more than 40 playful flavors, it's easy to add your favorite to one or two mixers and create a huge variety of delicious seasonal cocktails.
There's even new technology to help spice things up.
The LG G Flex 2 displays brilliant clarity and color on a revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD screen, and it captures amazing memories with its 13-megapixel camera.
Finally, be sure to keep things cool.
The new Igloo Party Bar, powered by LitUp, has an exclusive LED light system, rolls your drinks wherever you need them, and comes equipped with essentials, including a built-in bottle opener, drink dividers, and wine caddy.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
They certainly are. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. Be sure to work with a realtor to help you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors together make homes happen. Not a bad deal. Okay, so at DougStefan.com, story of a 102-year-old woman who is watching the footage of herself dancing for the first time from the 1940s. This is very clever, nicely done. Our video of the day today, focusing on this lady whose name was Alice Barker, chorus line dancer during the Harlem Renaissance of the 30s and 40s. She danced at clubs like the Apollo, Cotton Club, Zanzibar Club, with Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Bill Robinson, who was known as Mr. Bojangles. She danced in a lot of movies and commercials, TV shows. She had never, ever, ever seen any of them. And all of her photographs and memorabilia were lost over the years. So with the help the creator of jazzonfilm.com. She finally got to see them, and that's what you see in the video of the day. It's very cool. And if you'd like to send Alice fan mail, we have that. I think we've printed that. Do we have that? Yeah, we have it at DougStephan.com. Yeah. Yep. She's in the...
Sweet story.
Ah, it's a very sweet story. What a great... This is why I say there are more good people than not. There are all kinds of stories like this, and we don't spend as much time as I would like to because they don't move people in the right... Well, they move me in the right direction. I want to know about stuff like this. So anyway, check it out. Today's show is a story from today's show at DougStephan.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Technology G for Greg. Greg is the first part of Stebbins. It's Greg's first name, Greg with a G. Stebbin, last name. What's your middle name, by the way?
Lewis.
Gregory Lewis Stebbin. Wow.
Not Gregory.
Though. No, it's just Greg?
Just Greg.
Really? With two G's?
Two G's. Three G's, actually.
Really? That's right. The first G and the last two.
Yes.
Huh. It's better reception. Three.
Clever.
Yes. Three. Four G's would be even better.
Yes.
I made him work on that.
Right. And become a worker for Verizon or whomever. All right. So, Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin updating us on a special Google project that will probably affect a lot of you, as Google projects seem to affect a lot of us. As Google, you know, the problem with all these Google stories and the Apple stories and the Samsung stories is that we don't have time for some of the other stories that may be just as provocative or important, but these guys grab all the ink. So that's a problem. Hold on a second. We'll talk about it in a moment. This is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
The words super has a certain power, like supersized or supercharged. Super makes pretty much anything better. So no wonder Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
All right, so Greg Stebbins is here from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor there. Yesterday, Google unveiled Project Fi as opposed to Project Fi-Fo-Fum and whatever else they're going to come up with. So there are a lot of questions. First of all, what's the story? What is Fi?
So Project Fi is frankly maybe one of the biggest things to happen in mobile since the iPhone. And we'll see. But what Google has done is unveil their own wireless plan for your phone and your tablet. And it has there's one price. Everybody pays the same price. It's $20.
Hmm.
And then you only pay for the data you use. I have been screaming about this for years with all other cell plans except Verizon, except for Sprint. Excuse me. You have to bet against yourself every month. You say, I think I'm going to use 3 gigs.
Hmm.
And then you only use 2 gigs, and they keep the money for the extra gig anyway.
That's with good this, business, they say.
Yeah, that's good. That's great, unless you like customer loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
So with Google's plan, you only pay literally for what you use. You estimate in the beginning. If you overestimate, you pay a little more. If you underestimate, you get a credit on your next month's bill. But here's the real revolutionary part of it. When you use your phone to make a phone call, it has 2 cell phone networks it can choose. It will pick the strongest of the 2, Sprint or T-Mobile. In today's world, if you're in a place where there's bad AT&T coverage or Verizon coverage or Sprint or T-Mobile coverage, you just can't make a call.
Okay.
But it's first choice, actually. There's 3 networks. It will check to see if it can do the call over Wi-Fi on a strong, what they call a high-quality network.
Right.
If the Wi-Fi network is not there, it will choose between Sprint and T-Mobile for whichever has the best signal for you.
So are the other competitors going to have to match this, I mean, almost like today? Are they going to have to?
So does that mean AT&T and Verizon are going to team up? I don't know. That doesn't sound very likely to me. Here's what's so fascinating about this. This must have been in the works for a long time, and it's actually a Trojan horse, because in the first version, it will only work on the Google Nexus 6 phone. It was built into the phone from the beginning, so there's special cellular radio parts in there and technology that makes it possible to work on both networks plus Wi-Fi. And what did Google get AT&T and Verizon to do for them for the first couple of years? Sell the Trojan horse for them.
Wow.
AT&T and Verizon have been selling the phone that's now going to be used against them.
There you go. Welcome to the world of competitive billions and billions, maybe even trillions. At this point, this stuff has to have generated trillions of dollars in business. Greg Stebbins here, tech editor.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.